From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports battles between al-Qaeda-linked fighters and Syrian government forces have left 73 people dead in a village near Aleppo. This follows what opposition politicians said were airstrikes by either Syrian government or Russian planes on a refugee camp not far from Aleppo. This eyewitness to the airstrike says the brutal Assad regime is a killer of women and children. He said, "Look here, look," as he pointed to the rubble from the airstrike. The refugee camp is 30 kilometers from Aleppo, near the border with Turkey. At least 30 people there were killed. North Korea has opened one of its biggest political meetings in 36 years. The 7th Workers' Party Congress began meeting in Pyongyang today. Meantime, the United States is in close consultation with its Asian allies to monitor the situation on the Korean Peninsula during the high-level meeting, which is expected to result in a reshuffling of some top officials. Washington also is anticipating the isolated government may take this occasion to launch a missile or conduct a nuclear test. Nigeria's Navy says militants attacked an offshore facility belonging to the petroleum company Chevron, the latest in a spate of attacks in the petroleum-rich Niger Delta region. The attacks raise fears of renewed militancy in the region, which, despite being home to most of Nigeria's oil wealth, remains poor and underdeveloped. There were no casualties in the attack, and there was no word on whether there was any oil spilled. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has announced he will step down as his ruling AK party announced an extraordinary Congress to elect a new leader. Davutoğlu's decision comes amid reports of growing differences with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones is reporting from Istanbul.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoğlu said he'd be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoğlu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President. I feel no reproach, anger or resentment against anyone, he said, adding, no one heard or will ever hear a single word from my mouth, from my tongue or my mind against our president. But in the past few months, there have been reports of growing differences between the Prime Minister and Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Vote counting is underway in London, which could be getting its first Muslim mayor. Sadiq Khan is a 45-year-old former government minister and son of Pakistani immigrants. He appears headed to a victory in what British Muslims see as a turning point. Khan, representing the Labour Party, has been part of a field of 12 candidates. It's been a tight and often bitter race against the off-the-front-runner conservative Zach Goldsmith. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump campaigned in the state of West Virginia on Wednesday, his first rally since his rivals Ted Cruz and John Kasich suspended their campaigns. Trump has received the endorsement of a coal association before speaking.
It was between me and Hillary. And we really affectionately call her Crooked Hillary, right? Crooked Hillary.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton spoke at a rally in the mostly Hispanic area of East Los Angeles, a college there in the state of California.
Our next president has to meet three tests. Can you actually help families get ahead and stay ahead? Can you keep us safe? And can you bring our country together? Well, Donald Trump fails all three of those tests.
Hillary Clinton's only opponent, Bernie Sanders, has vowed to stay in the race and not drop out, even though data experts say, mathematically, he cannot beat Clinton. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.